Now, last time you were here, Julian, you were talking about Christianity, how it arrived here. But you indicated that it kind of got lost and it went back to the old pagan days.
That's right. When Sebert died, mm-hmm. his three sons in the year 616, their names were Seaxred, Seward, and Seaxbald.
Don't ask me to spell those.
Well, they reverted to paganism. The interesting thing about them is that they all ruled together. Mm. There was multiple kingship. Now, this is really quite unusual. It's a feature of the kings of the East Saxons, in that they didn't just have one top dog replacing another top dog. Mm-hmm. They said, well, who's best for the job? So, well, you are, and you're, okay, well, we'll all rule together. And they seem to have divided...
Responsibilities?
Yeah, they divided responsibilities sometimes and said, well, I'll do this, I'll do the economy, and you do... It's a bit like, you know, now we have a, you know... Or we did before Boris Johnson. We had a foreign secretary who couldn't speak any foreign languages. Yes. But this way, you guarantee you've got someone in charge who knows something about the army or the mm-hmm. economy or agriculture. So you give the job to the best person. And sometimes it was done on, as it were, an administration basis. And other times it was done by geographically. Right. So, you know, sometime one of them would rule Essex proper, sometime one of them... London and Middlesex, mm-hmm. and so on. So it varied, but it's a very unusual thing. It's almost the old communist idea of from each according to his abilities. Mm-hmm. But it's a very flexible, sensible way of ruling a country.
But you were saying that they got rid of Christianity and went back.
Yes, they did. They threw out Bishop Mellitus in the year 618, and they reverted to paganism. There's not very much known about these three, apart from the fact that they got involved in a war with Wessex, Wessex being the West Saxons along the yes. south coast, and of course with Essex controlling Surrey. Wessex actually bordered, Hampshire bordered with Surrey. Mm. They got involved in a war and all three were killed in battle with the West Saxons. We don't know exactly when. It could have been 623 or it could be 628 because mm-hmm. the sources differ. And perhaps one of the offshoots of this is that a couple of years ago on British television, there was a television series called The Detectorists. I wonder how many of you remember that. It was only a few years ago. Mackenzie Crook,
right.
Toby Jones. And the whole thing was based... on their trying to find the ship burial of one of these three brothers. Mm-hmm. And so it showed a little bit of Essex history, which was rather nice. Next time, I'll be going on to what happened after the three brothers died to two kings called Siebert.
Thank you very much indeed.